So, what I am going to do on this show is share with you lots of things that I have learned and experienced over the last 10 years. I've had a huge life transformation. So many things have happened, and I want to share with you the things that have helped me, the things that are interesting, the things that have worked for me. So, the thing that I want to share today is around, so the title I put there was the magic and profitable, or sorry, the life-changing and profitable art of tidying up. And this sounds so simple, it sounds too good to be true. But I want to share with you because I have shared this with many people. I've done it myself, and I've shared this with other people, and it's amazing what happens. And I just had another friend of mine's come back today. A very good friend of mine is my brother Zach in America, and he just told me about some of the things that has happened since I told him a few days ago to do this, and it worked. So I don't know where this came from originally, but when I was doing my online course, it was one of the things that came that I encouraged people to do. I can't remember where I heard it first, but it happened again with another coach that I work with, Derek Rydell. So beginning this year, I started working with him, and it was something he said. And then I was always aware of this book. It's called The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up. I think that's what it is, something like that. I've never read this book. I bought it, but I've never read it. So the concept of this, and I'm going to give you examples. This is not something that's going to be just like a concept that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you examples of what's happened with people, and I'm going to encourage you to try the same and let me know what happens. So the whole concept is, if there's things, and I'm sure everybody who's watching can relate to this to some degree. If you've got things in your house that you haven't touched, appreciated, used, or even seen for 6 months to a year, anything sort of over 6 months, if you've not looked at it, if you've not used it, if you've not done anything with it, if you've not appreciated it. Hi, Rosalind, thank you for joining. If you have not used it or had any, it's not had any purpose in your life, the principle of this is to let it go. So you can do this in a couple of ways. The first thing you can do is give it away. Give it to someone else. So give someone else, there's a saying, one's man's rubbish is another man's treasure. So you can give this away. So you find some things. I'm going to encourage you really to do this. So find things that you haven't used, appreciated, that hasn't had any impact or usage in your life for a long time, and give it away. So that's the first way you can do it. The next thing you can do is you can actually sell it. If it's in good condition, it's in a way that someone else could use it, or it's just something that you used before but you don't use anymore, you can actually sell it. So this obviously can bring money as you sell it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the money you receive from from selling it. It actually works in another way, and I'm going to explain why it works as we go on. So Ronnie says, my golf clubs, you're going to sell. Sorry, let's see if I can bring this over. So Ronnie says he's going to sell his golf clubs. Ronnie is an avid golfer, and I don't think he's going to do that, but let's see. Maybe if you do this and you prove it right, you can get a better set of golf clubs. So first thing you can do, give it away. Give it to someone who will use it, appreciate it. You're circulating energy. Second thing you can do, sell it. We've got Facebook, we've got all these things now where you can just put things out on for sale, and you get rid of it that way. The other thing, if it's stuff like rubbish, like hoarding things, like stuff from the past that don't have any meaning or value. Hi, Kaz, thank you for joining. So they don't have any value or meaning. You can just dump them. Now, we want to obviously around taking care of the environment as well. You want to be careful. You want to go with recycling if you possibly can, but get rid of its stuck energy. So dump old papers, old letters or stuff from when you were a teenager or things like this. Just get rid of them. So the concept of a spring clean, just really being intentional about getting rid of this stuff. So you give it away, you sell it, or you dump it. So that's the three ways that you can get rid of these things or move them. So now I'm going to tell you what happens first, and then I'll tell you why it happens. So every time that we have done this, myself and my wife, every single time we have done it without fail, we have just cleared out things, give them away, sold them. Money, unexpected money has turned up in our life. Now, I'm not saying it's been $1 million, but always money has turned up. So we might clear out. We've done it recently in this house. We've been here a year and a half, something like that. And every single time we've done it, I think we've done about 3 or 4 times. Every single time we have done it, money has appeared from nowhere. And it's really amazing when it happens. So I started doing this, again, I don't know where it came from originally. I started doing it. I taught it in my online course. It was something that I shared for people to do. But once I started doing it and seeing this result, I says, okay, I'm going to share this with other people. So I started telling other people to do it. And lo and behold, I would tell them, and then the same thing would happen. They'd say they got rid of these things that they weren't using anymore. They were just stuck in a cupboard, or this concept of a trash cupboard or a trash drawer, or some people will even have trash rooms. Or think about your attic, all of the stuff that's up in your loft space, all of that stuff is stuck energy. It's old energy. If you're not using it, if you're not moving it, it's stuck, it's stagnant, parts of you are there. So I started sharing it with people, and I want to give you a couple of examples. As I said, we did it 3 or 4 times, and each time we found amount of money. After we did it, money just appeared. So just recently, another friend of ours was doing this. She was going to leave Portugal. She was going to go traveling to Southeast Asia. And she was literally, and when I tell people to do this, be really ruthless. This is what I say. Be ruthless with it. Don't pick up this old thing from 20 years ago that you've not used or looked at, but it has some sort of emotional memory or something. Just get rid of it. If you've not used it, you've not looked at it, it's not giving you any benefit other than that memory. Get rid of it. So you have to be ruthless about this. Now, that's one caveat, that you do really need to get rid of it, because your mind and attachment to things is going to want to say, oh no, maybe I'll use this. I've not used it in 15 years and it's been in my attic, but I want to use it. That's going to be something, the challenge. But if you're ruthless with it and you really try, you will see the results. I am confident of it. It's happened so many times over and over. So she was being ruthless. So she literally was giving away or selling everything that she owned. She was leaving the country. She wanted to leave with a minimum of things. And she was going just with a backpack and getting rid of everything. So we actually seen her on the day before she left. And I know that how ruthless she was. So because literally in her room, the only thing was there was a couple of pallets on the floor, which her bed sat on before. She's an amazing girl. So the story I want to tell about that is the day before she was leaving, she had given us crystals, she had given us food, she had given us lots of other things. And the day before she left, we'd met her and she gave us some more things. She gives like a dream catcher and some other things. Anyway, she gave it to us. And that night we were very grateful. It was just stuff that we liked, stuff that she wasn't going to carry and that she knew we would use and we would appreciate. So we went home that night. She was leaving early the next day. And when she was going to the UK, to fly to the UK. Then she was going to Singapore, then Bali, and then Thailand. And potentially India was a possibility as well. So the next morning was one of these mornings that myself and Elise decided we were going to do one of our clear outs. So we started doing a tidy up. I came in here to my little office and I was just getting rid of loads of papers and getting rid of all this stuff. And I heard Elise called me and she just kind of shouted and said, wow, look at this. And what she had been going through has like some documents and stuff, and she found this envelope with money in it, like money from different countries, and some of it was mine and some of it was hers. So first thing she found money from Bali and Singapore, I think it was, where she had been 3-4 years ago. She'd completely forgotten about it. It was in these bags and she'd completely forgotten about it. And she'd find this money. And then there was money of mine that was from I'm originally from Northern Ireland. There was money from Northern Ireland. And I just thought, oh my God, this is exactly the places where our friend Vanessa is going today. And we thought she'd already left. So instantly I called her up and I said to her, have you left yet? And she says, no, I'm not there. I said, we have to come give you something. So we went there and there was money for her in the three countries that she was going to visit. Actually, India, there was Indian money there as well that we had both taken from India, and she was potentially going to go there. So we give her money, and it was quite a good bit of money. It was, I don't know, I think definitely in Southeast Asia, it could maybe have been 2 or 3 weeks of living expenses. And it was just sat in a cupboard. Elise had completely forgotten about it. I didn't even know it existed. And we gave that to her. So that was just an example of another, I didn't tell her about giving this stuff away, but this is a direct example of what happened when she did it. She gave everything. And then she was given exactly what she needed, which was just amazing. So she was just amazed. She loved it. She's off in her holidays, wherever she is now. And I don't know what's happened, but I have to speak with her. But that was one example. And then another example I can give you is, so my brother Zach, he's my fellow Activate Breathwork facilitator. He is in North Carolina in the USA. So we speak regularly. He's a great guy. And we just recently I shared with him this. We talk about, we share lots of stuff all of the time. And it just happened to be this conversation. We got around to this subject and I shared it with him. And this was probably a week ago, I think it was. And we were doing a video call, and as we talked, he's saying, oh my God, this room, I've just looked at this room of mine and there's stuff coming out of the cupboard. Everyone knows this. Everyone has this or had it to some degree. And he said, my God, there's so much stuff I need to get rid of. And I said, okay, I told him, right, try this and see what happens. And I said, just watch what's going to happen. And the reason I did this video now is because he just sent me another message. But he has sent me, I need to check on my phone how many, but at least since that day, he sent me at least five, I don't think I'm exaggerating, five times where money has shown up unexpected in a week since he started doing this. And it's just amazing. And the last one, and the why I'm doing the video is because he got one. It wasn't just like we've done it, the small amounts of money turn up, you find 20 euros, or one time I found 200 euros, which was amazing. He literally just sent me a message now saying that he received an email and he got this refund that was for 1,100 and I think, because it was double numbers, it might have been 1,144, something like this. So he's received $1,100 unexpectedly, and this has just happened over and over and over again. So I wanted to share it because it's the most simple thing. And the amazing thing, even if you didn't receive money or something doesn't turn up, how you feel when you clear your space is just amazing. And I think I can go into a little bit now about why this works. Why is this happening? So I want to say thank you for joining to Ozone, Sherry, Emma, Kaz, Ronnie, Rosaline. Thank you for joining. Hope you're all getting inspired to get tidying and get receiving. So why this works? Why does it work? So everything in this universe is energy. All of the physical stuff that we see is little more than slow moving energy. And the universe works in this duality part of the universe where we are, where this dual, where there's this and that and here and there. Energy flows, energy moves, it comes and goes, there's polarities, it goes to and fro. Money is nothing more than a reflection of an energy of abundance. It's one of the forms of abundance that we have in this dimension. So there's a lot of things we have around money and mental concepts and beliefs around money, but it's little more than a reflection of energy. It's a means of exchange. So whenever, if you imagine in your house, you've got all this stuff from 15 years ago, 20 years ago, even a couple of years ago, a couple of months, whatever. We all have these things. Each of those things represent energy. So you may have bought this thing, whatever it is, bought all of this stuff, all of this crap that we have, that we store up. At one stage, it's something that we may have wanted. We had value. We give money, we give this energy, and we put it and we transfer that energy into this thing. So it's this representation. So that energy flows into this thing, whatever it is. So if whenever that object or whatever it is becomes useless to us anymore, or we forget about it, or we don't use it, we put it away in a drawer or goes in an attic, the energy is still there. And if we don't, if that stays there, that energy stays there, it doesn't move. Energy needs to flow to move. It needs to come and go. Like the exchange of energy of money comes from you provide a service to someone, someone gives you money for. This is how it works. It's a give and take. It's a receiving, giving. So if that energy is in your attic, it's not going to move anywhere. It's there. It's just stuck. It's there. Maybe someone gave it to you. You didn't necessarily have to buy it, but it's still energy. And so it has that energy of let's say the money. But the other thing that it has is maybe it has emotional energy. It could be something that brings up either happy memories, or it could bring up painful memories, let's say. So your emotional energy is in that thing that's stuck in the attic or the loft for American viewers. Your energy is in there and it's stuck, it's stagnant, it's not moved, it's not being appreciated, it's not being used. So it's just stuck. So part of your energy field is stuck there. So what happens when you start to give this away? You're taking that energy, whatever value it had, the value is not so much important. It's that it's stuck energy. So if we take the three examples, the first thing we can do is give it away. So we're giving, receiving, this is what happens in this dimension. So whenever you give that away, you give it to someone else who presumably wants that thing, who's going to use it, they're going to appreciate it in whatever form that is. That frees up that energy that was stuck wherever it was, in the drawer, in the loft, wherever it was, and that frees up energy for something else to flow into you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the same, it doesn't have to be money, it doesn't have to be... But it's whatever is needed, because there's no, the universe works perfectly. It's a perfect system. It's a give and receive. And we don't have to know necessarily how it works. We just have to free up that energy so that it can flow in. So whenever you give that away, you have freed up that person, you're giving value to them, but you've freed up a space in you to receive some sort of value, whatever it is. So in the same way, if you were to take that item and sell it, then again, there's a value exchange. Someone else is getting something of value from you. You're receiving some money backwards. And then it's a cycle. So you've, again, freed up that energy and done it. Same works as if you're just dumping it, you're getting rid of the space. So in your home or wherever, in your office, wherever these things are, the longer that they are stuck there, the more they're stagnant, the less flow there is in your life. The more of your emotional baggage, your mental baggage, your memories and all of these things, your energy's stuck in that. So if you circulate that by giving it away, by selling, by dumping it, you open up that circulation, you open up that flow. Now that flow happens continuously anyway, because the universe just continues to flow. But whenever we have the stuck and stagnant energy, we're blocking that flow to a certain degree. So a certain amount of this flow will stop. So that is how it works in theory, in my opinion. I feel this is annoying of how this works. So what I would like to do is set a little challenge for whoever watches this video now, or you watch it in the future on replay. I'd like to just set a little challenge for you to try this. So everything that I share, I always want to share something that you can have direct experience about. This is my passion. I don't want to share a lot of times I have, but from going forward now, everything that I share, I want you to be able to put it into practice in an easy way. It shouldn't be too difficult. It shouldn't be way too esoteric. I know I go down the rabbit hole a lot with these things, but what I want to do is create a little challenge for you, is to do this and try it for yourself and see what happens. All you have got to lose by doing this is your junk and you've got everything to gain. So as I say, the one caveat to this thing is that you need to be, I say, ruthless. You need to really be honest with yourself. If you do this process and you see things, you've not used it for a year, you've not used it for 10 years, it's something that relates to so far away and it's not really a part of your life now, you need to be really willing to let that go so that you can let the new energy in, because this, everything's a cycle, everything's a flow. So I would love for you to try this, give it a go for yourself and see what happens. See what happens when you circulate this energy. And I'm confident because I've proved it to myself over and over again. And now with numerous people that have tried it themselves, something else will turn up. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It doesn't need to be money. It could be just someone that offers to do a favor. It could be someone that you've been looking for to help you with this certain project, and they turn up and do that and do it for free or whatever. The important thing is to not have, I know I've given you an expectation by putting the title of the video, but the important thing is just do it for the fun of it and don't have an expectation. Don't be sitting waiting or looking at the clock. When's this money going to turn up? What was this Irish guy talking about? He was telling me that. You need to do it with an open heart and not with expectations. Like anything in life, if we put too much strong expectations on it, it's going to limit it. It's like that stuck energy. If we put tight expectations on the things that we do, it limits them. So we have to be open, be playful. But so where I would start for most people, find those drawers in your home that you've got just stuff from ages ago and paper stuck in there, old toys, old things that are just you never looked at them, you don't use them, you don't appreciate them, they don't have any value in your life. They may have some memory or spark a memory, either positive or negative, but regardless, if they're not taking an actual positive or meaningful part in your life now, get rid of them. So give them away, sell it, or dump it. And do this, just take a day, maybe take a day at the weekend, or if you're feeling really inspired and you want to get some flow, you can do it tonight, whenever it is. Start doing it. And I really want to offer a little challenge to everyone to really do it and then come back to this video and tell me what happens. I am confident that things will show up. I am positive because this is not, it's not magic. It's not something, it's not even a trick of the, it's not something like that. It's universal law. This is working with creation. This is how creation works. Nature abhors a vacuum. So whenever you move energy from somewhere else to here, you've left a space. There's never a vacuum, means there's never a space. Nature naturally fills that space in. So it creates the shift of that energy and it moves into something else. So I'd really encourage, and I would love to hear from you how you do it, when you do it, and what happens. And I'm positive, I'm sure that there will be things that will pop up. Maybe it'll be money, maybe it'll be another form. As long as you do this with fun and not like I must get a result, just do it. The least that can happen is that your space is going to be tidier and clearer and freer. That's the other thing that I didn't really talk so much about, it is like how much lighter you feel when you do this sort of thing. If you think each one of those things is a little part of you that's stuck in a cupboard, if you imagine your whole being was stuck in a cupboard for 10 years, you imagine how you would feel. Well, there's a part of your energy in your stuff, in your junk, on all of this stuff. So you can imagine some of that is there with you. So you can imagine how much lighter you would feel if you were stuck in a cupboard for 10 years and you were come out. That's what you're doing in essence here. And as I say, do it with fun, do it with an open heart, do it without any particular need to get a specific result. Just be open to what happens. And if you're open, stuff will come. So for anyone who is online there and would like to ask any questions, if you're not sure about what I did, I would love to hear. You can just put your question in there. I'd like to say hello to Sherry and JR Delgado. Thank you for joining. I hope you are going to put this into practice and give it a go, because this is what we're here for. I'm here to share things that have worked for me. And I would like to, we're getting lots of love here on the comments. Emma, I hope you're going to try this too. So just put in the comments if you're going to give this a go. And and come back and share what happened. I'd love to hear what happened and see what you allowed space for in your life. So I've got 4 minutes left. As if you missed the start of the video, I have decided to start a regular show where I'm going to share things like this, where people can put the concepts that I share into practical use, bring something you can actually do in your life, something you can get direct experience of. Everything that I do in my work is about giving people direct experience of the divine. And that's what we're working with here. The divine is just the universal principles, the energy of the of creation. That's what we're doing. It's not a trick. It's not magic. It's not even something. It's not something that you need to learn. It's something that we are doing anyway. But when we do it in this way, we're consciously freeing up space, freeing up old, stuck, stagnant energy, and we're allowing new, fresh energy to come in. And that is the way that we create abundance in our life. That's the way that we create new relationships, new opportunities for money, finances. And it's also the way that we create vibrant health in our bodies. Because disease and other stagnant energies in our body is that's what it is. It's energy is stuck. Energy is inside our being and it's stuck. It's something that needs movement. So sickness comes when you're stagnant. Think about when you've got the flu, something like that. What do? You have to lay in bed. You get slow. You put a blanket around you and you stay still. That's to heal. But also you need vibrant energy, health. When you feel healthy, you feel vibrant. So Jenny says, hi Jenny, thank you. She says, love this idea. I hope you're gonna try it and see what happens. As I say, this has happened over and over again with so many people that I've shared with. And it's just amazing. It's like magic, but it's not magic. And I've shared exactly what it is. It's just the way creation works. And whenever we have whenever we are aware of it, we can use it consciously. And there's, as I say, you have nothing to lose except your junk. And I am confident that everyone can do this to some degree. And I'm sure everyone, regardless of how far they're on their path, I'm sure everyone has some junk in their house, some stuff that it's going to be beneficial to another person that you give that could make their day as well. That's another thing. It really feels good to give. And you can something that you can sell that's just moving that energy. So hey Wilma, my cousin back at home. Must move these over here. There we go. Yes, so I really encourage you. I want to set a little challenge to try this. Give it a go, see what happens, and I'd love you to share what your results are. Come back and comment on this video and you can see if my confidence in this process is right, and I am confident that it is. So, but it would be really fun and exciting to hear what happens when you do this. So, number one thing, be ruthless. Get rid of everything that you haven't used, you haven't appreciated, you haven't got any value out of for definitely 6 months. You could take out something like maybe like clothes that you would wear to a wedding and you only use it once a year. Not so much that, but clothes that you haven't wore for years and it's just normal clothes, get rid of them. Junk, your garage, your bedroom, the attic, all of those things, get rid of them. Give them away, sell them, or dump them. See what happens. So I am on my timer here. I am going to end this video on time. So my name is Martin McNichol. I'm a multidimensional coach, intuitive channel, and breathworker. You can connect with me on my websites, activatebreathwork.com and martinmcnichol.com. From my heart to yours, namaste and goodbye.